Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Now we come to the second part of today's Nasiha. There are about 5-6 issues we need to address. Number one was this. Yesterday, one email or one WhatsApp was flashing around and going viral, and they discussed the issue of the mosque. They discussed the issue about social distancing, the issue of the mask and so forth. And then at the bottom is written by the Ulama Muftis of South Africa. So question number one, why are you frightened to put your name? You know, in Islam, majhul rawi is not acceptable. So that's a sign of weakness already, that we don't know who you are. That when I speak, you know who I am. Hazrat Mohan Ahmad Sadiq Desai, Hafizahullah, he writes, you know who he is. So why you want to hide behind your wife's parda? Oh, lucky we're on air, I'll use another one word, you know. So anyway, you must remember that is unethical, un-Islamic. You know, you say you ulama and muftis. You don't know the law in Islam. Innahu min Sulaiman wa innahu bismillahi rahmani rahim. Go and see Ma'ariful Quran. Go and see Tafsir Qurtubi, Tafsir Razi, anyone, Tafsir Ibn Kathir. When you write something, then you are saying that this is from you. Then you must give your name. So first thing is this, we can say we don't have to answer it, because you must remember is majhul rawi. We don't know who you are and why you hiding and so forth. So that's our first point of contention. Second, let's break it up. You say that when it came to the issue of closing the mosque, these are the masajid. I use the word mosque because many non-Muslims also listen. So you must remember that you know what the Quran Kareem teaches us, Surah 2, verse 114. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ. Who can be the bigger zalim, oppressor, transgressor, dictator than him who closes the masjid? You close the masjid before the government said so. You went to court to close the masjid and become the friends of the court and the enemies of Allah, the enemies of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I must salute at this point. I did not even request him or anything. On his own, he did it. Hafiz, advocate, Firoz Boudba, and mashallah, senior counsel, a good friend of ours who loves Islam and defends Islam. If you listen to his stories, I'm close to him. He meets me and we speak so many things. So, mashallah, he wrote a letter showing and highlighting the shenanigans of these people. Anybody wants that, just tell me that Boudba, advocate, just write and I'll send it to you. So you must remember that first you say close, now you say open. That time it was all close, but that time they used to use the term flatten the curve. Now they use the word vaccine and herd immunity. Herd immunity is like herd, you know, herd is for cattle, for animals. They're already reducing us to that category, it looks like. We're all sheep like, you know. We'll come to that just now. So remember, you have to make your stance clear. All of you who went to court, what you did is an unprecedented crime in humanity and is compulsory upon you to apologize to the Ummah, because that is a blot on you. Those ulama, your organizations, and you brought shame and disgrace to South Africa. That the South African Maulvis, Muftis, you who put your name there, ulama and Muftis. You know, you don't want to be clear on this. So that is our first challenge. Why don't you apologize? Is it your pride? Is it your arrogance? Will the politicians, government get upset with you? Question one. Question two. Those masjids that are open. So how come your bathrooms, your toilets, all the facilities are closed? Who gave you the right to do so? Is that not wakaf? Did you not go out for collection to build your masjid 10 million, 20, 30, 50 million? So today when they build masjid, it's only in millions. I told somebody yesterday, day for yesterday as well, Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib Nawarullah Marqadahu, when he came to South Africa and he saw all this big masajid, he said, I'm dead against this. You must build small masajid, subhanallah. When I go to Sufi masjid, so the small masjids, how handy they came into us during lockdown, during now, whenever. So alhamdulillah, build small masjids, big masjid just to show off, and then you don't allow. Is your father's masjid this? Is your father's bathroom? You can close it whenever you want to, whenever you feel like. Absolutely haram it is to close the masjid at any time. The whole world can die. The whole world can die. The masajid cannot be closed. That is Sharia. That is Dinul Islam. Never ever in Islamic history it happened that masajid were closed. We remember the words of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, Ayun qasuddin wa ana hay. Can it happen that deen goes like this, is decreased? People want to change and do this, do that whilst I'm alive? No. I told you I'm on record. For the beloved namus of Sahaba, for the honor of Sahaba, we prepared to give our life. For the protection and preservation of our masajid, we will speak the truth and give our life. No one, no government, no Muslim government, no Arab government, no any government, no trustee, no family has the right to close any masjid. That is Sharia. End of the story. The doctors, the professors, this, that, good luck to them. They must stick to their field. They don't come and teach us Sharia. Remember that. Sharia is what ulama and have studied, who don't fear to speak the truth. So therefore, there's a second point. Some masjids are open, but there's no facilities. People phoning, contacting us. I went this masjid, this closed. I went this masjid. Where must we make wudu? Where must we do this? So it happened to me one, two places, but because the imam knew me, so he felt a bit ashamed also. He said, come quickly, let me open for you. So you open for me, but what about the other people? So I mean, that I find very, very amazing. So that is the second issue. Third issue, this mask issue. You know, on 702, and I sent it out to our groups. So they interviewed all the responsible people regarding the law of the mask. If you are walking, I'm speaking of now, here in South Africa, and without the mask, so even if the police come, he cannot arrest you or find you immediately. He has to warn you and tell you wear your mask. Then if you go against the law, then they can take action. So first, so if you walk without it, then remember you have it in your pocket and then you wear it, it's fine. So no problem then. So my question is this, that you are saying that when you come to the masjid, then you must wear the mask. On the mosque boards is written now, many masajid, no mask, no entry. So you going beyond the limit and imposing upon people, they must read salat with the mask. Is that permissible? 100% not permissible. Because you're violating the Sharia and the words of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ayyughattiya rajulu fahu fi salat. Open Ibn Majah, you will find the hadith. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you're not allowed to read salat with your mouth covered and so forth. For you women, you are reading with your niqab and so forth. If it's only ladies, then you open your niqab. If you are in such a place, I'm just giving example, we know that hardly anybody is there now from South Africa, but if you are in the Haram Sharif in Makkah and so forth, and you know the men can see you, you can see the man, and then you read salat with your niqab. For the ladies, it's a different law, because they have to cover the faces. Surah 33 verse 59, Surah 24 verse 31. So that is a different issue. But for us, the man, the face must be open. When I read Salat and people are next to me with a mask, I tell them, please remove the mask. Don't read Salat like this. Most of them, they will remove it. I say, afterwards, you outside, you waited your business. So you must remember, we not apologetic. We don't compromise on Sharia. People like, don't like, we not here to curry favor with people, politicians or government. It's not permissible to read Salat with a mask. You're going against the very teaching of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. So remember, when you deliberately go against the teaching of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will put you in such a fitna and trial, or Allah jalla wala will unleash a painful punishment. Quran is saying that. Second, next one, remember this, I told you this, and I repeat and reiterate. All these Maulvis, Muftis, whether Arab country, whether Muslim country, whether South Africa, any country, in this day and this age, once you come near the government and you appease them, then remember 90-95% are sellouts and they're selling the deen because they want that name, fame, the perks or whatever else they are receiving. In the Arab countries, we saw it without exception. Without exception, we saw it in the Muslim countries, we're seeing it in our country, so always be careful. How can you as Maulvis, as Ulama, tell me that a Dalil is this, in Makkah they're doing this, Medina they're doing that, since when that became a proof? In Makkah, Medina, they're showing movies and all that in all the hotels and all these kind of things, so it became halal suddenly, because it's happening in Makkah, Medina. Speak a little bit academically, don't speak like people who never studied, you know. So you must remember our dalail. Proof must be from Quran Sharif, must be from Sunnah Mubarakah, must be from Fatawa of Sahaba, must be from the four schools. Don't come with fairy tale proofs and evidence to beguile and deceive the Ummah. Dwallu wa dwallu. Therefore, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam authentic hadith mentioned in Musnad Ahmad, worse than the fitna and trials and tribulation of the Dajjal, you must remember is this, the fitna of the Imams, Ulama, Mudilleen. Go open Musnad Ahmad, you will see the hadith. Then At-Taba'ud Bayna Sufuf, one right wing, one left wing, one center forward. What shaitaniyat is this? 5 years ago, you were the Imam, used to say, Astow, Sowu Sufufakum. You used to say, close the gaps. Now suddenly 1 meter, 2 meters apart, the whole Jamarat can come in between, the whole big shaitans can come in between. So remember, Islam is dead against all these things here. Today I posted article. People who are professionals, I don't know them. Some are doctors, some are scientists, some are engineers. Alhamdulillah, I don't want to divulge too much because they're only in existence now for 1-2 weeks and they're busy. They sent me articles, I sent it out. Go to our Telegram account, go to our groups. If you want to join the groups, then just send me a message 071-888-1184 and I sent it out all regarding the mask, regarding the social distancing and all these things here, the harm it's causing, and these are from professionals, so we reject it totally. As far as some people, I don't know what their idea is. They say we challenge him, but he's not prepared. I debated with the Kuffar Shias live on CII and beat them. I debated live with the Shias in Iran, in Qom. I defeated them. So for who I must be frightened? If you want to come and discuss this on air, the closing of masjid and going to court, and you say permissible, we say haram. You say Shias are Muslim and we say Shias are kuffar. We say that all this vaccination is all herd mentality. They say herd immunity. So what banana republic? We last in the queue, it seems. So you must remember these things here. These vaccines, they contain porcine, they contain haram ingredients. Absolutely haram it is. But the scholars for dollars, the ulama e dawla, they will sell the deens. So that you must remember to the. So the people, some of them, they want to challenge us. You can't even read Quran properly. So inside, you know, you might be be a lawyer, you might be a doctor, you might be very good, stick to your profession. So if you come on A, you want to debate and discuss, the condition will be that we discuss from Quran Sharif, from Sunnah. You will have to read the verses in Arabic. You will have to read the ahadith in Arabic. So don't waste our time. Quran Kareem teaches us, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا, that when the people are ignorant in Sharia, they might have big degrees in others. You don't overwhelm us. We sat with big doctors and everybody. So when I was in America and I was there reading Taraweeh, there were 40, 50, not doctors, everyone a specialist. Everyone used to come and ask us. That is Sharia. The doctors, the scientists, the lawyers, you must come and ask the ulama. Not the other way around, that they dictate to the ulama, you do this, you do this. That is selling the deen. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala keep us with Iman and Islam. We become those ulama, those students of deen who defend the deen, protect the deen without fear and favor, and don't compromise and don't apologize. Because we must know what is haq and the truth and what is batil and falsehood. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh, insha'Allah. Allah Ta'ala make our khatima on Iman, and Almighty Allah accept us for His deen. Next up, inshallah, Brother Alameen Templeton, inshallah, with the program on political news and views. 3 to half past 3 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A with Mohan Arafat. 3:35 to 5:30 for Brother Alameen Templeton with the economic news and views. 5:30 to 7, Mohan Khalid Yaqub. And thereafter, 7 to 7:30, today's tafsir. 7:30 to 8, Yunus Patel, Rahimahullah's advices. 8 to 10 Q&A live, inshallah, with Mauna Arafat. Barakallahu feek. Salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brother Lucky will prepare both the podcast, the whole podcast, and if you want the 15 minute or so, that one there. So that also we will send out to you. Just wait. In the next half an hour you will get it, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.